分享神的话是从马可福音第八章二十二到二十六节。
The Bible says, one day, Jesus went to Bethsaida.
圣经告诉我们，有一天耶稣到伯赛达。
Jesus was ministering in a synagogue in Capernaum.
他之前在Capernaum 一个会堂里面。
Then he went to Bethsaida.
后来他去那个伯赛达。
The word Bethsaida is a Hebrew word, means the house of fish.
伯赛大在希伯来文里面的意思是说是鱼之家。
That time there was 5,000 people in the town.
在那个村子里面住五千个人。
It was a fisherman community.
是一个一个渔庄。
Peter and Andrew, they were from Bethsaida.
彼得和安德烈是从伯赛大出来的。
The Bible says, Jesus went to the a house of Peter and his mother-in-law was having a fever.
圣经告诉我们，有一次耶稣到那个彼得的那个岳母的家里去，彼得岳母那个时候有高烧。
In Mark chapter 3 it says, Jesus healed many people from plagues.
马可福音第三章告诉我们，耶稣医治很多有疾病的人。
The Gospel of Luke it says, she had a high fever.
路加福音说，彼得的岳母有这个高烧。
Luke was a medical doctor.
路加本人也是一个医生。
Actually, it was a bubonic plague.
其实他害的病是那个 bubonic 病疫。
And many people at those days.Once they get a bubonic plague, they die. There was no medicine.
当时大部分的人，他们得那个疾病就会死。
At that time, the order of the Roman emperor was, if anybody have bubonic plague,
在当时的那个历史，罗马皇帝他有报告说，任何人得那个疾病的话
burn that person with the house.
需要把那个人那个连家都要烧掉。
When Peter's mother-in-law had this bubonic plague,
so Peter, the 岳母也害了那个病。
The Roman commander, the army commander Marcus came with an army to burn her with the house.
那个罗马的兵丁的那个手，他到彼得岳母的家来说要把那个房子烧掉。
That was the time Jesus came to the house.Of Simon Peter.
就是那个时候，耶稣到了那个西门彼得的岳母的家。
And all the people in Bethsaida, they were pleading to the army, the commander Marcus, please wait.
那个伯赛大的那个众民，那个时候向那个罗马兵的那个百夫长，呼吁说，请你等，慢着。
The people said, let this young rabbi go to the house.And he will heal her.
那个众人他们呼吁那个百夫长说，先让这个拉比，就是耶稣，到那个人的家去医治他。
And Marcus was standing there with the army.
所以马克思跟他的那个军兵站在那里。
And Jesus of Nazareth was an young rabbi, 30 years old.
拿撒勒人耶稣当时是一个三十岁的拉比。
The world has never seen a person like Jesus Christ.
他们这个世界没有看过像耶稣基督那样的人。
He is the greatest person the world has ever seen in its history.
他是人类历史上最伟大的人。
And Jesus went inside and touched her.
耶稣进入了他的家，触摸他。
And she was healed.
他就马上得医治。
And Jesus and Peter's mother-in-law came out of the house.
耶稣和彼得的岳母一起从那个房子里走出来。
By seeing this.The army commander Marcus he returned with the army.
那个罗马兵丁的那个百夫长马克思见到，他就走了。
And all the people who had bubonic plague in Bethsaida were healed.
当时在那个伯赛大那个村子里，所有害那个疾病的人都得医治了。
Mark chapter 8 verse 22. Jesus came the second time.
所以到现在这个。马可福音第八章是耶稣第二次来到这个村庄。
Yeah, the gospel is the answer for all time for all people.
这个福音里面是那个 任何时代任何人所有问题的答案。
There was a preacher, a famous evangelist in America. His name was Billy Sunday.
以前有在美国一个很有名的那个传道人叫 Billy Sunday.
One day he preached in a meeting.
有一次在聚会里面他讲到说。
And he gave an altar call for salvation.
他就欢迎众人来接受福音。
And many people came forward.
很多人到前面来。
But there was a woman.
但是有一位女士
she had a genuine question to Billy Sunday.
她有一个问题想请教这个牧师
she went to Billy Sunday and asked this question.
她走到 Billy Sunday 面前来问这样一个问题
won't she go to heaven?
我当我去天堂的时候
is it possible to chew tobacco in heaven?
我在天堂里面可以可以口里咬着那个香烟吗
Billy Sunday said, no problem.
Billy Sunday, 这个回答说可以，你可以这样做。
You can chew tobacco there.
在天堂里面你可以咬这个香烟。
But you cannot spit there.
但是你不可以把它吐出来。
And if you want to spit, you have to go to hell.
假如你要把它吐出来，你下到地狱那边才可以吐出去。
The Bible says,Jesus came the second time in Bethsaida.
所以圣经告诉我们，这是第二次耶稣来到伯塞大。
And the people brought a blind man to Jesus.
那个时候，众人带了一个瞎子来到耶稣面前。
And they asked him to touch him.
他们求耶稣触摸那个人。
But this time Jesus used different method.
但在这个时候，耶稣是用不同的方法。
He took him by his hand.
他拉着那个人的手。
To the outside of the city.
领他到那个村子的外头。
And Peter was with him.
当时彼得跟耶稣在一起。
The Bible says Jesus spat on his eyes.
这个圣经告诉我们，耶稣在那个瞎子的眼睛上吐了唾沫。
And touched him with his hands.
也按手在那个瞎人的身上。
He asked, "Can you see now?"
他做了这个事情，就问那个瞎子，你看见什么了吗？
The man said, "I see people walking like trees."
那个瞎子说，我看见人了，他们好像树木，在走来走去。
He could see some, not clearly.
他可以看得到，是不是特别清楚
？Bible says, Jesus touched him again.With his hands.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣就再一次触摸他。
That was the second touch.
这是第二次的触摸。
And Jesus said, "Can you see now?"
耶稣又问他说，你可以看什么吗
？He said, "I can see clearly."
当时那个瞎子说，现在我样样看得清楚了。
Jesus said to him, "Go to your home."
耶稣就叫他回家去。
Do not go to the town.
也说你不要再进去村子里。
Do not tell anything about this healing to anybody.
你也不要把这个我医治你的事情去告诉任何人。
And Peter was an eyewitness of this incident.
彼得是那个亲眼看见这个事情的人。
It was a message for Peter.
这个事情是对彼得来说是一个信息。
Someday you need a second touch in your life.
就是让彼得说，有时候你需要那个第二次的触摸。
Last year, a miracle happened in Texas in our ministry.
去年在我们德州的那个教会里发生了一件神迹。
There is an young man in his early 40s.
有一个四十几岁的男人。
He got two small children.
他有两个小孩。
And one day he got a flu.
有一次他得了那个流行性感冒。
He was doing medication by himself.
他在自己吃药。
Finally, he ended up in the ventilator in the hospital.
他最后他并没有病好，他搬到医院里面去了。
But the insurance was not very good.
但是他没有很好的医药保险。
He was in the ventilator, and there was no hope.
医院在用那个机器帮助他呼吸，看起来没有什么盼望。
And the hospital people was asking his wife to give the permission.To off that ventilator.
医院的那个人就请太太签名，让他们把那个机器关掉。
He was going to a church.
他那个男的是一个教会的会员。
And one day a lady called us and said, "Would you go there and pray for this man?"
有一天一个教会里面的那个姊妹打电话请我们到医院去为他那个病人代祷。
My wife and I went there. that was the 18th day he was on the ventilator.
所以我跟我太太到那边去，他还是在靠那个机器呼吸。
We went there and prayed for this man.
我们当时到医院里面为他代祷。
His family was there, but they were waiting for the last breath to go to take the body home.
家人也在那个医院里面等着他那个他们的那个亲戚出事。
But I said, one time I prayed for a woman in India, and the Lord raised her up.
但是我跟那些亲戚说，我有一次在印度为一个一个死的女士祷告，神让她复活。
I said to them, God is able to raise him up from this ventilator.
我跟那个人的亲戚说，神有能力让你的。让你的你所爱的人活过来。
And still the church was planning for his funeral.
但是我一边讲，他们还是准备让那个人过世。
But his wife stood strong in her faith.
但是那个人的太太的信心很坚信。
She was not giving any permission to off that ventilator.
她并没有让医院把那个机器关起来。
And by the time there was a meeting in the church, they called me.
那有那个教会里面有一个聚会。他们打电话给我。
And the Lord gave me a message to preach in that church.
神给我一个话，叫我在那个教会里面讲道。
And this man's wife was there.
那个人的太太也在里面。
That day I preached from Ezekiel 37 about the dry bones.
我当时在那个女士的教会里面讲道，是讲以西结37章，是那个钢骨的那个故事。
God spoke to Ezekiel, that if we prophesy, if we pray, God is going to do a miracle upon these dry bones.
当时那个神告诉以西结说，你在那些那个骨头的上面祷告的话，会发生神迹奇事。
God will put flesh and nerves and the skin and raise up that dry bones.
神就会让那些骨头长肉、长神经，变成人。
He was in the ventilator for 30 days.
那个病人在那个机器里面靠机器呼吸已经30天了。
And one day he came out of the coma.
那有一天他从那个沉睡醒过来。
And they moved him to the regular room.
他们把那个病人搬到那个一般的那个病房。
He was in the hospital for 4.5 months.
他总共在医院里住了四个半月。
And today,he is driving a car.
今天他能够开车。
He went back to work.
他能够回到工作里。
That was the time when I went to pray for this man. All the organs were shutting down. Kidney, everything was shutting down.
当我去为他带到到里病医院里面的时候，他所有的那个身体器官都已经不行了。
The Lord touched him again.
神又触摸他了。
Today he's healthy, he's alive.
今天他很健康。
God wants to touch us this morning.
神今天在这里也想触摸我们。
Maybe you are discouraged in your life.
或许你的生命有一些沮丧。
Maybe there is an anxiety in your life.
或许你有烦躁。
Maybe you think you cannot make it.
或许你觉得你事情办不好。
Maybe you think you have come to the end of the story.
或许你觉得你已经到了人生的尽头。
But Jesus Christ is here this morning.
耶稣基督就在我们当中。
He wants to make a way where there is no way.
他要为你开路。
The Bible says he gave me beauty for ashes.
圣经告诉我们，他给我喜乐代替忧伤。
And the oil of joy for mourning.
他给我喜乐的油。
And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
给我穿上那个赞美的衣裳，来代替忧伤的灵。
The Bible says Peter, one day, when Jesus was taken to the high priest's house, he was following Jesus.
有一次，耶稣彼得跟耶稣到一个
which house? He was following Jesus to the house of the high priest.
彼得跟着耶稣到那个大祭司的那个家里去。
It was a winter time.
这是在冬天的时候。
There was a fireplace.
那边有火。
And Peter went and sat with the people near the fireplace.
彼得坐在那里烤火暖身。
But he denied Jesus for 3 times.
但是当下彼得三下
because
he
was sitting with the people, it was not a good place.
因为跟彼得坐在一起那些不是很好的人，所以彼得三次不承认耶稣了。
Many years ago, the Archbishop of Canterbury, he was in London. He was going somewhere by train.
很多年前那个英国那个教会的那个Archbishop 在伦敦要坐火车。
He got into the train, and then the door was shut. It left.
他坐到火车里面，火车的门关了。
He got a seat in the train, and he found out all the people in the train, the compartment were the patients from a mental hospital.
他在那个火车里面找到那个座位，发现他周围的人都是那个精神病院里面的病人。
And once the train left, the attendant was counting all the patients from the mental hospital and make sure everyone was there.
那当下有一个人，他那个再数一数，看是不是所有那个精神病的病人都在里面。
He began to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
那个人开始数，从一数到五。
And the sixth person was the Archbishop of Canterbury.
数到六就是那个英国教会的首领。
The attendant looked at him and asked, "Who are you?"
那个火车里面的员工看到那个首领说，问他说你是谁。
He said, "I am the Archbishop of Canterbury."
他说我是英国那个英国教会的首领。
And the attendant smiled at him.
那个服务员就向他微笑。
And counted six.
就说你就是第六个神经病。
He was in a wrong place.
他就是在不对的地方。
Peter was in a wrong place.
彼得那个时候也是在不对的地方。
He was warming himself with a bad company.
他跟一些那个不好的人一起暖身在火。
He denied Jesus three times.
他连续三次没有承认耶稣。
And he needed a second touch.
所以他当时彼得也需要了那个耶稣第二次触摸他。
This morning the Lord is here.
今天早上神在我们当中。
The Lord wants to heal our broken heart.
神要医治我们的伤心。
He wants to bind up every wounds in our life.
他把我们的伤口治好。
He makes a way where there is no way.
在没有道路的地方，他会为我们开路。
2 years ago, I went to Guatemala and preached the gospel.
在两年前，我到瓜地马拉那里去讲道。
The meetings were arranged by a police chaplain.
在那里的聚会是一位个警察局里面的那个牧师为我安排的。
And 12 policemen got saved.
这个。很多那个警察得救了。
And the Lord healed a police officer from a sickness. The touch of God, then we will never be the same again.
当时一个瓜地马拉的那个警察也得了医治。他们经过这个经验之后就不一样了。
13 years ago, our son, our only son, he was in Oklahoma.
13年前我们家的那个独生子在 Oklahoma 州。
Yeah, he got a master's in engineering from the University of Texas.
他那个时候已经拿了那个德州大学那个工程的硕士。
One day, he committed his life to preach full time.
他那个时候他决定要终身服侍神做讲传道人。
And after 8 days,there was a picnic from the church.
在八天以后，那个他的教会他们办了一个野餐聚会。
And it was near the Lake Arcadia in Oklahoma.
这个野餐聚会在 Arcadia 湖的湖边。
And 3 children went to the water and they got into a drop off of 12 feet.
三个小孩子到那个湖里面游泳，他们突然到一个水非常深的地方。
Our son, he was 26.
当时我的儿子26岁。
He did not know swimming.
他并不会游泳。
He went and saved three of them.
他到那个水里面救活了那三个小孩。
The boy was 11 years old.
一个十一岁的。
There were two girls. One was 13.
还有一个十三岁的女孩。
The other girl was 16.
一个十六岁的女孩。
And he saved three of them.
我的儿子把三个小孩救过来了。
And he was drowned.
但是我的儿子淹死了。
And when the body was in the casket,
那我儿子的那个尸体在那个棺材里面。
My friend, Pastor Denny Klein from Albany, he preached to the 1,500 Indian people.
我的朋友就是 Albany 教会的牧师 Denny, 他对一万五千个印度人讲道。
And he gave an invitation. How many of you like to go for full-time ministry?
他就那个时候他。他呼吁那个大众问有多少人在这个一万五千人里面要出来做全职的服事。
And 100 young people got up and came forward.
当下有一百多个人出来。
They came forward. They decided to go for full-time ministry.
到前面来决定要全职。
They were lawyers.
有做律师的。
Doctors, engineers.
工程师的。
From people from all walks of life.
有各种各样的人。
And sometime back, I asked his brother-in-law, "What about that 100 people?"
那我有问那个牧师的一个brother-in-law, 那一百个人现在怎么样
？And he said, "Out of that 100 people, 20 people have gone for full-time ministry." 20.
那个那个牧师说，那一百个人当中有二十个人。
95% of the 100 people.Are doing the ministry now, one way or other.
不错，但是九十个以上还在做。
That day, God touched many people.
就是那天神触摸了很多人。
And our son, he decided to preach. And that day, one preacher asked him a question.
当我儿子决定要全职服事神的那一天，牧师问他一个问题。
What is your goal?
问题，你的目标是什么？
That day he said, I don't know today, but I will pray and tell you tomorrow.
我的儿子说，我今天还不做，我明天告诉你答案。
And he said, I want 1 billion people.
我的儿子就第二天告诉牧师说，我要十一个人得救。
But the preacher said that is impossible.
那牧师跟他说，这是不太可能。
But God will give you.
神不可能给你。
But when he died, 100 people came forward to preach the gospel.
可是我的儿子过世之后，有一百个人前来决定要做全职的侍奉。
This morning, Jesus Christ is passing by.
今天耶稣基督在我们当中。
He wants to touch our life again.
他要再一次触摸我们的生命。
The Master wants to touch us.
我们的主人要触摸我们。
He is wonderful.
他是很美好。
I have been preaching the gospel for 50 years.
我已经正道有五十年。
I started to preach when I was a boy of 16.
我十六岁的时候开始做。
And that day I knew I met the greatest person in human history.
当那天我知道我认识了人类历史上最伟大的人。
That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
That day I fell in love with him.
在那天我爱上了他。
And he became everything in my life.
他变成了我生命的一切。
And my son followed the Lord.
我的儿子也跟从了。
And today, Jesus Christ is the only answer.
今天耶稣是唯一的答案。
The Bible says, he is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person.
耶稣圣经说那个耶稣是那个神荣光的表现。
He is the fairest among 10,000.
他是万人中最美好。
2,000 years ago, he died upon the cross of Calvary.
两千年以前在加略山，他被钉死在十字架。
And there were 39 stripes in his body.
在他身上有39个那个鞭条。
And the blood was flowing from the cross of Calvary.
那个十字架上有血那里。
And the answer is the cross of Calvary and the precious blood.
答案就是加略的十字架跟耶稣的宝血。
Eternity is real.
永恒是真的。
Heaven is a real place.
天堂是一个真的地方。
The book of life is real.
生命树也是真的。
In Psalm 139, David said, "You made me wonderfully and fearfully."
在那个诗篇139篇里面，大卫说。你是 创造我是美好的。
And verse 16 it says, all the members of my body have been written in your book.
在十六节那里说，大卫说，我身体的每个部位都被记载在你生命树。
The formation of the human body is the biggest miracle on this earth.
一个人体，这个被创造是那个世界上最大的成绩。
And 3,000 years ago, David knew about this book.
在三千年以前，大卫就知道有生命树。
And the Hebrew scholars, they're asking, where is this book?
那个希伯来的那个文士问，那本书在哪里？
And now the technology has found out about the 46 chromosomes.
现在那个科学告诉我们身体里面有四十六个
And the DNA.
还有那个 DNA.
And the writings in the DNA.
还有科学也告诉我们 DNA 里面怎么样记载。
There are many letters in the DNA.
记载那个 DNA 里面有很多的字母。
And now the technology found out the DNA is made out of clay.
科学技术也告诉我们这个 DNA 是由那个泥土做的。
The color of the eyes is written there.
那个我们眼球的颜色也被记在那里。
The color of the hair is written there.
我们的发色也记在那里。
The color of the skin is written there.
我们的发色，皮肤的颜色也记在那里。
What is the purpose of DNA?
DNA 到底是有什么目的呢
？When a person die, that person be buried there, but the DNA is made of clay.
一个人死了之后，他的尸体躺在那里，但是 DNA 是由泥土造成的。
All the writings in that DNA cannot be deleted.
那些那个在 DNA 里面所记载的不能洗掉。
When Jesus Christ comes back, the trumpet of God will sound.And one letter is enough to bring that whole body back to resurrection.
当耶稣回来的时候，那个拉巴上醒的时候 ，DNA 里面的一个字母就足够让我们复活。
And those who are alive when Jesus comes back.
当耶稣回来那些复活的人
，this DNA, this the reason to translate the body to meet the Lord.
可以 DNA 可以让人那个复活过来。
This morning, the Lord wants to touch you.
今天早上神要触摸你。
He wants to write your name in the book of life.
他想把你的名字记在那个生命书。
He wants to give you the peace that passes all understanding.
他要给你平安。
He wants to give us that eternal life.
他要给我们永生。
Write our names in the book of life.
他要把我们个人的姓名写在生命书里面。
And the Lord is passing by today.
主现在正在经过这里。
Reach out and touch him.
现在你可以伸出手来触摸他。
Today is the day.
今天就是那一刻。
And now is the time.
现在就是时候了。
Every eyes be closed.
我们现在闭上眼睛。
The Lord loves you very much.
主非常爱你。
He wants to make you as a wonderful vessel.
他想让你变成一个美好的器皿。
He is the potter, and we are the clay.
他是那个陶铸，我们是陶土。
Have you ever been given your heart to Jesus?
你曾经把心交给耶稣了吗
？Do you know that your name is written in the book of life?
你确认你的姓名记在生命书吗
？Have you ever had a touch from Jesus?
你有没有接受过主耶稣的触摸
？If not,
假如没有的话
，Today is the day.
今天就是那一天。
Now is the time.
现在是时候。
Would you please give your heart to Jesus?
我求你把心交给耶稣。
As a token of your decision.
假如你这样，你愿意这样做的话。
Please put your hand up. I will pray for you.
请你现在举手，我就为你祷告。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
If you like to give your heart to Jesus this morning, if you like to have a touch from Jesus.
你想把你心交给耶稣，或者说你想。从主那里领受触摸的话
If you want to write your name in the book of life,
你要你的名字记在生命书的话
As the token of your decision, please put your hand up.
你这样有这个想法，请你现在举手。
I will pray for you.
我就为你祷告。
God bless you.
神祝福你。
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Today is the day.
今天就是那
一天。God bless you.
感谢主。
The greatest decision in our life is.Taking a stand for Jesus Christ.
我们终身最重要的决定就是为耶稣，就是 为耶稣基督站出来。
He wants to write our name in the book of life today.
他想把我们每个人的名字记在生命书。
Standing for Jesus Christ under the kingdom of God, the banner of the kingdom of God.
我们为了耶稣跟那个神的国那个站出来的话。
Those who raised your hands, would you please stand up there? I want to pray for you.
刚刚举过手的人，请你现在站起来。
Please. Those who raised your hands, please stand up there, please. I want to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Please pray this prayer with me. Believe in the heart that Jesus Christ died for you. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. The Master is going to touch your life. And also, maybe you do not have the joy of salvation in your life. You may need a second touch today.
或许你现在没有那个救赎的喜乐，你需要第二次耶稣的触摸。
Maybe you think, maybe there is an anxiety in your life.
或许你心里面有些烦躁。
Maybe you are depressed.
或许你有忧郁症。
But today Jesus wants to touch you again.
无论怎样，耶稣今天要触摸你。
If you need a second touch,
假如你需要那个第二次的触摸，
please stand up. I want to pray for you.
现在站起来，我为你祷告。
Those who need a second touch from Jesus,
就是那些需要耶稣第二次触摸的人。
Please stand up. I'm going to pray.
现在站起来。
Hallelujah. The Lord will fill you with your Holy Spirit.
神会让他的圣灵充满你们。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父，
I give my heart to you today.
我把我的心交给你。
Yeah, those who are standing, please pray this prayer with me.
现在在我们当中站起来的，请我跟我一起祷告。
Lord, I invite you to my heart.
主，我欢迎你到我的心里面来。
I need you this morning.
我现在需要你。
Lord, you touch me.
主，你触摸我。
You died for me.
你为我死。
Cover me with your blood.
你用你的宝血来遮盖我。
And I want to be your witness the rest of my life.
我要下半辈子做你的见证人。
Write my name.
把我的名字。
In the book of life.
记在生命书。
Give me the joy.
请给我喜乐。
That peace.
那个平安。
And lead me to eternal life.
是属于永生的。
I'll be your witness the rest of my life.
我一辈子要做你的见证人。
I love you, Jesus.
我爱你，耶稣。
I make the decision.
我现在决定。
To follow you.
要跟随你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的。
Heavenly Father, I pray for all these brothers and sisters.
天父，我现在为那些所有的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And I pray you bless them today.
求你祝福他们。
And you touch them again.
再一次触摸他们。
And bless them in the name of Jesus.
祝福他们，奉耶稣。
And cover them with your blood.
也用你的宝血遮盖他们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的。
And maybe all of us stand on our feet.
现在我们大家起立。
And I want to pray this prayer.
就为大家祷告。
Those who are sick in your body.
那些身上有疾病的人。
Those who are broken in life.
生命破碎的人。
Please put your hand wherever you need a healing.
请把你的手放在你需要医治的地方。
The Lord will heal you.
神会医治你。
The Lord will touch you today.
神会今天触摸你。
He is our cardiologist.
他是我们的心脏科医生。
He is our doctor.
他是我们的医生。
He is the healing balm of Gilead.
他是那个基列的那个膏油。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
I pray for a miracle in Jesus' name.
祷告神，求神迹。
Every heart be healed in the name of Jesus.
是每个心奉耶稣的名得医治。
Every high blood pressure be healed in the name of Jesus.
所有的高血压得医治。
Healing come upon the diabetes.
是医治到那个送到那个糖尿病的人。
I pray every rheumatoid arthritis be healed in the name of Jesus.
求所有的那个骨头骨峰疼痛的人得医治。
Every allergy be healed in Jesus' name.
每一种那个过敏的病得医治。
The rotator cuffs be healed in the name of Jesus.
那个肩膀疼痛的人得医治。
Healing come upon the asthma. I command be healed in the name of Jesus.
那个有气喘病的得医治。
Those who cannot sleep in the night.
那些睡眠不正常。
I command a good sleep in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名命令有能够好好的睡觉。
Every allergy be healed in the name of Jesus.
每种那个过敏症得医治。
Heal the broken heart today.
求你医治这个伤心的人。
I pray the carpal tunnel be healed in Jesus' name.
求奉耶稣的名求 carpal tunnel 得医治。
Every stomach disease I command be healed in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名命令一切那个胃病医治。
The ringing sound in the ears.I command be healed in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名，命令耳鸣的医治。
Hearing loss, I command be healed in Jesus' name.
听力有所损的医治。
Lord, you touch every person right now.
主，求你触摸每一个人。
You touch them from the top of their head.
从他们的头顶。
The soles of their feet.
到他们的脚底。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Bless their education.
祝福他们的学业。
Bless their jobs.
他们的工作。
Bless their marriages.
他们的婚姻。
Bless the families.
他们的家庭。
Their jobs.
他们的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
I pray for a great increase today.
求你给他们大大的那个。
You touch every one of them today in the name of Jesus.
触摸每位，在奉耶稣的名。
I command the pain leave right now.
我命令疼痛离开。
And wholeness come.
那个复原
healing come in Jesus' name.
医治临到每个人的身上。
I pray for a good report.
我求好的报告。
A good news come now.
有好消息现在来。
And bless everyone.
奉祝福每一位。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Shall we give a clap offering to Jesus' name?
感谢神。